1001 days, they protested war.
The anniversary event inspired the folk duo Lou and Peter Berryman to write a song, and about 30 people turned out to sing it with them.
For too many more, dear, for too many more, let's hope they won't need to, for too many more.
The vigils began in 1981 when Mary Beth Schlaghack and two other women decided it was time to speak out on a weekly basis against the nuclear weapons buildup President Ronald Reagan had started. Now, almost 25 years later, Schlaghack still uses the original banner she made for the first protest. It's a white cloth with the biblical verse, "Beat your swords into plowshares," stitched into it.
You know, there's been so many wars since then and so many calamities since then, and so you kind of... Your vision broadens, so you try to speak to those as you do flyers every week.
Those flyers were on display at this week's anniversary vigil, bound in white folders labeled with the year they were used.
Some are missing, but most of them are here. It's a long history of what we've said.
Economist Jean Schubert joined the vigil in its second week and became the official archivist.
It's religious quotations. We got Mahatma Gandhi, Dr. King, Jesus, Buddha, political commentary covering, you know, first Gulf War, the second Gulf War, you know, nuclear disarmament. It's a vast array of thoughts of the peace community.
This week's flyer is a 7-page pamphlet of testimonials by people who have joined the vigil over the years. Gail Vaughn came all the way from La Crosse to celebrate Vigil 1000. She was a regular in the mid-1980s.
And my daughter, when she was born in 85, I used to bring her here in the Snuggly, and now she's a freshman at the university here, so time goes on.
Despite the continuing war in Iraq, Vaughn says she's convinced the message the protesters carry can make a difference.
The issues that we bring out, you know, that there's too much being spent on the war and on military, and that we need to work on peaceful solutions instead of war solutions, is so important, and so many people would come around to thinking that way if only they were presented with really the information. And so we patiently and non-threateningly try to present the information and hope we've planted a few seeds.
Some seeds have taken root. A man who has watched the vigil for a decade joined in just last November and today brought his own sign. It reads, "Love the soldier, hate the war."
Oh, I was so disheartened after the last election that I just decided I had to do something more than just sit on my butt. I don't have any wild ideas that I'm going to change the world, but I feel better.
The vigil founder, Mary Beth Schlaghack, echoes that stoic sentiment. She says she keeps coming each week because she can't not speak out.
You know, it's not a matter of being effective, it's a matter of being faithful. I should say matter of being faithful, it's not a question mark at the end of that sentence.
Schlaghack says she can't foresee an end to these weekly vigils, and Dan Borad, who passes by each week on his way to lunch, says he's always glad to see them.
I'm glad that folks are out. Keep fighting the good fight.
For 1,000 weeks, each Monday at high noon, in a vigil for peace, in a vigil for peace.
Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.
In a vigil for peace, each Monday at high noon, in a vigil for peace.